A culture of silence among the powerful. No real voice for victims. That's the thrust of that scathing report on Jerry Sandusky and his chronic sex abuse of children at Penn State. The report was commissioned by the university's Board of Trustees and led by former FBI Director Louis Free, who showed true disdain toward the late Joe Paterno and other former officials there.
Joining us with more, Associated Press reporter Warren Levinson, who's covering the story in State College. Good to have you back, Warren.
Hey, Sean, nice to talk to you.
What were the biggest revelations here today?
Essentially, the biggest revelation was that the reputation of Joe Paterno took a hit. It was, in the view of the former FBI Director Louis Free, it wasn't just that he could have done more, but it was that nobody at Penn State, including Joe Paterno, seemed to care very much or show any kind of compassion for the boys who were abused by Jerry Sandusky.
One of the other things was the suggestion that University President Graham Spanier and Athletic Director Tim Curley were ready to go to police, and the suggestion that Paterno may have stopped that.
Well, here's the deal. The way that Free put it was he essentially had a quartet here. He had Joe Paterno, he had Graham Spanier, he had a Vice President Gary Schultz, and he had the Athletic Director Tim Curley, and they were the powerful men who kept this from going to the authorities. Free said there was a point a few weeks after the report that a boy was being raped in the shower by Jerry Sandusky that they were going to go to the police. There was a meeting between Graham Spanier and Joe Paterno, and after that meeting, they did not go to the police. Now, former FBI Director Free doesn't know what happened at that meeting, but he draws the conclusion that something happened to prevent them from going to authorities.
You're in State College right now, and of course you were up there when all of this broke a few months back. Give us a sense of the reaction in the community today to this report.
It's very much a kind of circle the wagons, and it's very much of you can't take away my admiration for Joe Paterno. Yeah, Joe Paterno could have done more. Yeah, he could have done a lot of things different, but there were people above him. He was just a football coach, which is a little disingenuous, actually, but just a football coach, and that he had higher-ups who didn't get anything done here either.
Are some folks concerned at all, or are they thinking about the possibility for new criminal charges for some of the folks who have been involved in this?
The concern mostly here really is about Joe Paterno and his reputation. You don't hear a lot. I mean, there are two officials. There's Tim Curley and Gary Schultz, who face criminal charges right now and are facing trial. There's a question of whether the former president, Graham Spanier, might be charged. He hasn't been charged with anything. But really, the focus here is on the legacy of Joe Pa.
All right, Warren, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Sure thing, Sean.
Associated Press reporter Warren Levinson.